This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Facebook and YouTube, just type in Today's Issues, and you can go to Facebook or YouTube and watch this show. We're broadcasting from our studios, American Family Radio. We're all over the country, but we're here in Tupelo, Mississippi, our headquarters. Ed, did we have some Facebook issues reported?
We are. We're still having some Facebook issues and YouTube. My wife said she couldn't get us going on YouTube.
Maybe we got so many people trying to watch. I mean, this seriously that interferes with the I don't know.
Here's the billions. Deal. I had an uncle named Algorithm once. You got algorithms. You got shadow banning. If you're an ultra conservative person, you just might as well get used to it. It's going to happen. Only the shadow banner knows.
Algorithm. I got it. Algorithm. I got you right there, yeah. Uncle Al.
Uncle Al. Algorithm.
I actually had an Uncle Al.
Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas.
All right, here we go. Which river flows through Paris? What's the name of the river that flows through Paris? Second question, human beings only use 10% of their brains. Is that true or false? And third question, what state was the first to include a slogan on its license plates?
Here's what I've got. I'm going to have to add a few. First question, multiple choice. If you have entamophobia, what are you afraid of? A, bugs, B, doors, or C, taking Tamiflu medicine? If you have entamophobia, what are you afraid of? Bugs, or doors, or taking Tamiflu medicine? Second question, I'll add a new one. What were the four colors on the original game of Twister? That's taking you back to junior high. What were the four colors on the original game of Twister? Probably the same thing now, but you know this is the original. And then one more Bible question. How did Judas identify Jesus as the one to be arrested? How did Judas identify Jesus as the one to be arrested to the Roman officials?
If you don't know that, you're not reading your Bible at all.
Right. Huh? That's one you of the basics.
If you don't know that one, you think Charlton Heston should be in the table of contents?
The Bible?
Or that Peter, James, and John had a rock group in the 60s.
All right, here are my two riddles. What kind of running actually means walking? What kind of running actually means walking? And number two, a new one. I may have used this one 6 months ago, but I've forgotten. What never asks questions but is often answered? What never asks questions but is often answered? What's the answer to that riddle? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, you guys. I tell you what, y'all need all three of you go on the road together.
We're ready.
Take this show on the road.
Yeah, if you guys could go with JJ, he'd have to split the proceeds.
I'm ready.
It would be a sellout every time.
I'm ready. Seriously. I'll open for these guys, or they can open for me. I think you're on to something, Mary.
I think so. Well, I've heard you. You came and spoke to the senior group at our church not long ago. If I could throw a baseball from my backyard, one of you guys could stand out in front of the station and catch it. I'm that close to you around the corner.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been trying to get through for months and months, but, you know, I enjoy y'all all the time and listen to you all the time.
So you're so close, it would have been quicker just to walk up to the front door and knock and hand a question
to the reception.
Yeah. It truly would have. But, hey, I would miss, you know, I love to listen to y'all. It's just great.
Thank you, Mary.
I want to answer a question and I want to ask a question.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
Well, there are several of them, but that I, you know, y'all didn't have some really hard ones today. Some days they're really hard. Judas.
Here's the question. How did Judas identify Jesus as the one to be arrested?
He kissed him.
Yes. He was betrayed with a kiss. That's right.
Betrayed with a kiss.
And I read my Bible every day.
Amen. There you go.
Shame.
Yes. Yeah, good for you, Mary. Yeah. Thank you for reading the Word.
Is it wrong to shame people for not reading their Bible? Or is it the right thing to do?
No, it's wrong. You have to encourage.
That's a riddle.
that's the riddle. I'll ask my teacher Sunday.
Well, there you go. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Not meeting it. My question is, what is nomophobia, the fear of?
Nomophobia?
How you spell it?
Nomophobia, N-O-M-O-F-H-O-B-I-A.
I'll take this one for the team. Here's the deal. Them of you that's got them gazing balls out in your garden, you got your day lilies, some rose bushes, you got them little gnomes, well, they're just about as scary as clowns to people. You got a clown under your bed or a clown in your closet. Well, if you got nomophobia, you know you're scared of them pointy-headed statues that's in people's gardens.
Travelocity.
Well, that's a really great answer, and I've been widowed for a long time, so I don't have one of those anymore under my bed. But that's not right.
All right, so it is it's the fear of phones or talking on the phone.
That's it. The fear of not having your phone.
What? Oh, nomophobia?
Yeah, let's give credit where credit's
due. I'm going to give credit to Sherry.
Not having a phone. Yeah.
Sherry Black is our call screener today. And we can see her through the glass, and she held up her phone. So that's
way
so
to go,
it's the,
Sherry.
The fear of not having your phone, you're saying?
Not being able to find your phone.
Okay.
Not having your phone.
Is that a new word?
I guess.
It is, and I'll tell you how I found it. I tried to Google entamophobia, and it didn't come up because I probably didn't spell it right, but this came up.
Wow.
You wonder why people invent words that nobody ever in the history of man used or uses. You know,
it's
what's
amazing.
The point?
Right.
Well, I'm glad.
With the Scrabble?
Well, they think they're going to catch on. Hey, listen, like we're talking about phones, Mary. This sounds like I'm something crazy I'm just saying, but this is the truth. The guy who invented the phone, so you invent the phone, and then you go, well, when you pick it up, what are you supposed to say? And they're like, oh, really didn't think about that. So Alexander Graham Bell said, well, when you answer it, you need to say ahoy. And so they started doing that just for a little short while, and somebody trumped him and said, I don't like that, saying ahoy. Let's say hello. And it actually started out, you'd say ahoy when you answered the phone.
Is that true?
It really is. It is. But you think back in the days with ships and things.
Yeah.
You know, when they, you know, call down to the to the other lower part of the ship or
ahoy.
Whatever. Ahoy.
I'm glad ahoy didn't catch on. All I can say is
make you hungry,
Mary,
for cookies.
I'm glad my wife doesn't have nomophobia because she loses her phone all the time. She said, would you please call my phone? So I'm glad she doesn't have a phobia about it. We'd be taking drugs for it or something. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful
for
weekend.
Calling, and thank you for the kind words.
Who's neighbor.
Neighbor, that's right.
Yeah,
just behind
right
us.
Right around the corner.
All right, let's continue on. Let's go back to Texas. Texas has been stepping up to the plate today. Debbie is on the line. Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, professors. How are you guys?
Hey, Debbie. Thanks for calling. It says you're from Lake Dallas.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I bet that's pretty.
Where is that? Where is that?
It's north of Dallas, north of Louisville. It's right next to Lake Louisville.
By McKinney?
McKinney's not too far. And okay. Plano is over here.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. South
gotcha.
Lake.
Yeah. Debbie, you never have lost your cell phone, have you?
Temporarily. and then one time I left it at Walmart and they never turned it in.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think we've all lost it temporarily. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I wanted to do both, but while I was waiting on the line, some people answered my questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Already.
All right.
So I need you to kind of give me a couple.
Well, I do have a true false question. If you want,
it's got a true false, which is 50-50. I've got a multiple choice.
All right.
So you got 33 and a third percent chance.
I'll give you the true false, and JJ will give you the multiple choice, and you can figure out which one you want to take a shot at, okay?
That is very kind of you.
Here's the true false. Human beings only use 10% of their brains. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. If you have entampophobia, what are you afraid of? Bugs, doors, or taking Tamiflu medicine?
Yeah. I'll try the brain one.
All right. Okay. Human beings only use 10% of their brains. Is that true or false?
That is false.
That is 100% false.
Nicely done.
People say that.
Good guess, Debbie.
The percentage used during a specific task may be small, but human beings use all their brain cells, or at least most of us do.
No, yes, no, I agree.
They don't.
No.
Teenagers.
I heard that.
Go ahead, Debbie.
I heard that rumor a long time ago, and I said, I'm going to defy that. And so I've just been a trivia hog for, 40 years?
Okay. Yeah.
I've been just like, okay, if you can expand your brain and keep it exercised, then – you know, I think you can keep it.
Yeah,
that's why my wife likes to use those. She does a Sudoku.
Sudokos. Now, you, Debbie, Tim begs to differ on Ed's research. What'd you say?
I was saying teenagers go with, that's about 12%.
Teenagers and brother-in-laws, that's going to affect the curve on this
that'll
research.
Affect the curve. It sure will.
What's your question for us, Debbie?
Okay, what is the highest waterfall in the world?
All right, don't say anything, Debbie.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
In the
Isn't
world.
that from Lake Victoria, Victoria Falls?
In Africa?
Isn't that?
I think you're right. You're right. It's not Niagara Falls.
No.
I think you're right. It's either that or it's in South America, but I'm going to go with
Africa.
I've
seen the ads on those barns when I was in Gatlinburg, but I can't remember that. They said go see it over and over
That's
again.
Rock City.
Yeah, Ruby Falls.
Ruby's. My dad used to say Ruby's still falling every time we drive through there. I'm going to go with you, your answer, Ed.
Victoria? I guess they call it Victoria Falls from Lake Victoria or something in Africa.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It actually is Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Oh, Angel Falls. Okay.
South America. So right. I was on the right track there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie.
Debbie, I will say.
I listen to you guys every day while I'm driving around in my service truck.
Well,
all over Louisville.
Debbie, I was just going to say, we appreciate it when we are wrong, when someone actually sounds like they're sorry that we're wrong.
Yeah, disappointed.
You know, disappointed.
Instead of gleeful.
Instead of gleeful. But you have a great weekend, Debbie. Be blessed. So, all right, let's continue. Waldo, Arkansas. I've never heard of that. Peggy is on the line. Peggy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Peggy, where's Waldo?
You beat me to it, man.
I found Waldo 16 years ago. Actually, Waldo is out of Magnolia, Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Magnolia. Now, if I'm looking at a map of Arkansas, where am I looking?
Southwest Arkansas.
Southwest
Arkansas.
Oh,
Texarkana? Toward Texarkana?
We are actually about 45 minutes east of Texarkana.
Well, you can't be west. You'd be in Texas.
Yeah. El Dorado, kind of over near there.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right.
We're between El Dorado and Texarkana.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Peggy, ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you feel real confident about?
The phobia.
Oh, okay. Is that mine or
Tim's?
Yeah,
I think you don't have a phobia question, do you?
Okay, no. Here you go. If you have entamophobia, what are you afraid of? A, bugs, B, doors, or C, taking Tamiflu medicine?
I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to say B, doors.
It's doors.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Entamophobia means if you have entamophobia,
You are afraid of doors.
Afraid of doors?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Don't have any backstory on it. That's just what it, you know, you have all these phobias out there.
Yeah.
What do you do for that? How do you help that? If somebody has that, what do you
do? JJ, how would you help
Do you
somebody?
Go to a shrink?
I guess you would need some mental health.
Take
some
kind of medicine?
Counseling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you'd do. First thing, I guess, take the doors off the hinges in your own house. That'd give you a little bit of a head start.
But if you're afraid of doors, can you have a door in your refrigerator? I mean, on your cabinets?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person. Yeah. I know why you are looking at me. I've stayed in a lot of Holiday Inn Expresses, and I should have some working knowledge.
You should have
this.
Some answers.
Hey, do you have a question for us, Peggy?
I do. I know that y'all talk about sports and football. I don't know how much y'all like college football.
Well, we're college football fans here for the most part.
Tim and Ed are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. So you came to the right place, Peggy.
All right. Then my question is, he is now passed away, but who still holds the record for the winningest coach in LSU history?
The winningest coach in LSU history?
Yes.
That's got to be you, Tim. I don't know.
SEC. And he's passed away.
Yes.
Now, this is not LSU, but when I think of winningest coach, who is Woodward or Bob, who is the coach in –
Woody Hayes, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're not even near LSU, though.
No, but I'm just throwing out
Ohio State, isn't it?
Coach.
That's
Woody Hayes.
Not even in the realm of the
question.
No,
Woodward.
I mean, we're not even on the same planet. But JJ, I love you, man.
Yeah,
I just wondered where you were going with that.
Look, you guys just saw I'm afraid of doors.
This is how I got thrown off. These two guys are on a scale of 10 in college football. Me, Peggy, I put myself through college on a badminton scholarship, so I'm kind of in a different
arena. I'm a 7. Listen. Tim is a 10.
All right, Tim. All right,
some of the great coaches in LSU.
Spit out a couple names.
Paul Dietzel. Gosh, wow. I don't know. I'm going to say Dietzel. I don't know. Who,
Peggy?
Charlie McClendon.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know him personally, but yeah, Charlie McClendon.
All right.
I think Dietzel maybe.
Yeah. You got any more
information?
Charlie McClendon. Actually, my father-in-law, who passed away about 10 years ago, he played football at LSU in the 50s, in the late 50s.
Would he have played for this coach?
McClendon was there probably after that, but anyway.
Yeah. So, good. Thanks, Peggy.
Have a blessed weekend. Absolutely.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We've got 7 minutes to go, and let's repeat our questions for the last time, guys.
For the last time. All right. Which river flows through Paris? And then what state was the first to include a slogan on its license plates? That's all I have left.
I have one question left. What were the four colors on the original game of Twister? You remember the little plastic thing
put
out there with those big, bright colored dots, and you spun the little thing, whatever color it landed on, you had to put your hand or your foot. What were the four colors on the original game of Twister?
My two riddles. What kind of running actually means walking? What kind of running actually means walking? And what never asks questions but is often answered?
So it's the opposite of Siri is what we're looking for.
That's right, JJ. Opposite. All right.
All right. We go back to Tennessee, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Michael, it says you're from Ripley, Tennessee. I don't know if I believe that or not.
Ripley's believe it or not. I get it. Did you get it, Michael?
I got it, but after listening to y'all guys for about 20 minutes, I'm beginning to wonder where I'm at.
Us too, man. Michael, we're wondering where we're at.
Yeah, just be glad you don't have entampophobia.
It's easier to handle when you're listening to the radio and it's 10 to 20 foot away.
There you go. Hey, Michael, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Well, I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Okay. this came to me as I've been listening to y'all. Okay, what about the one to walk and run?
What kind of running actually means walking?
Okay, well, this come out of the clear blue while I were listening to y'all guys. And I'm going to say mosey.
Mosey. Like mosey. When you mosey along.
Mosey along?
That's a good answer.
Yeah, mosey along. I mean, this is...
It's all right, we got 4 minutes, 3 minutes left. I might as well answer this one. True?
Yeah, what's the answer?
What kind of running actually means walking? Running out of gas.
Oh, okay. You run out of gas,
that's good.
You
got to
actually walk.
Yeah.
Carrying
there
you
go.
And you also got to listen to your wife who said, I told you should have stopped at that last gas station.
That's
You can mosey while you're, mosey on down while you're running out of gas.
There you go. Hey, Michael, do you have a question for us?
I do. I don't ask me how I came across it.
Okay, we won't.
Okay. On the back of a $100 bill, there's a picture of Independence Hall. Okay, there's a tower on Independence Hall that has a clock on it. What time does the clock have on the tower of Independence Hall on a $100 bill?
Is it a 5G tower?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Okay. So you can actually see the time on the clock on the tower. Okay. Guys, clock. I have no idea.
You can with a loop.
Okay. A loop, that's what you look at for diamonds, I think.
Yeah, you got me.
I think you got it.
Maybe clock.
Okay, you got us, Michael. None of us have a clue.
I'm stumped. I know the car is a Hupmobile.
Okay, well, I don't know the significance of the time on this clock, but it's 10:30.
10:30.
It doesn't say a.m. or p.m.
That's interesting. Now, that is an interesting piece of trivia. I am guessing that... Someone like McDowell.
Yeah, you tell
Steve
me the
McDowell.
Illuminati doesn't exist.
Good one.
All right, Michael.
Michael, have a wonderful weekend.
You. Thank you, brother.
If you're a dad, enjoy your special day.
All right. I'll bet someone like Steve McDowell knows. It's probably like when they finished with the Constitution or something. I don't know, but it's got to be something like that. But
that or something about Freemasons. Yes, it gets a little creepy
as opposed to bound Masons.
Yes.
Yes.
We got time for one more caller or no?
I don't think so. We got
to
give our...
I tell you what, though. What we need to do is get Matt's phone number, and Cindy will call him next week to get him on the air since he waited so long.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right. Which river flows through Paris, folks? This was our mystery question. It is the River Seine. And the first state to include a slogan on its license plate was Idaho in 1928.
Good. What were the four colors on the original game of Twister?
All right, red, blue, yellow, green, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The primary colors.
Red,
kinda...
yellow, blue, and green. You have any more riddles left?
What never asks questions but is often answered?
I have no idea.
Don't know?
No.
No surprise that I don't know.
A doorbell.
Oh, okay.
Say it again so the
What never asks questions but is often answered.
Oh, that's
a
good.
A doorbell. Hey, folks, thanks for listening, and you take care. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.